on unless you wanna die. And you'll never told to not do what you're told. Never told to not do what you're told. Never told to not do what you're told. 25 below is just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
Run right to you.
Charlie. My second favorite Charlie there, Charlie Crockett, the Hallelujah Trail. And of course, you know, he's talking about a bike trail, right? And that's why we selected that song for the opener, and the fact that it's a great song, eerie sounding from the prolific Charlie Crockett. He writes a lot of music. He's been criticized a little bit for that, like a little too, you know, like, slow down, son. Let him digest it a little bit. Well, how are you, riders and listeners, this week? I don't know. I'm in kind of a silly mood a little bit, I guess. It's Friday before my vacation. I'm heading up north, so see ya. I'll be on retreat solo in a cabin by a lake all by myself. Actually, that's not much of a vacation. I'm always alone, but I guess even more so in this case, isolation, but there's some things I got to work out and kind of get through and some bike rides I need to take. I'm going to disconnect and do it. You'll be getting a repeat ride next week, I'm sure. But I'll be back to tell you a little bit about my trip up to, I guess I'm on the top bay of Woman Lake up there by Longville, Minnesota is where I'll be. A friend of mine that actually used to manage the bike shop here in Austin, Ride Your Bike Shop, Mike Tischer. He left the bike shop to become a police officer here in town, and I think he's a sergeant when he retired here a few years back and moved up north, and him and his wife started a deli up there, I guess, which I'm really looking forward to christening with them when I get there. And also they have this cabin, and I'm looking forward to spending some time right there in prime mountain bike country. I'll be hitting Cuyuna Lakes. I might try some new stuff too that I've never been to. I'll be checking it out. But spending six nights up there, so that's full commitment for me. I don't often do much more than a week away from home, or there's reasons for that. I'm taking care of my elderly father and other obligations, you know, not the least of which is this radio show. Obligation and a privilege. I'm on tangents this week starting the ride, and I don't know if there'll be a bike ride in store. I think there might be before we get too deep into the show, but I'm sick of hearing myself talk, so I'm going to let somebody else do the communicating. Now, a good friend of mine, Jack Rayburn from the Mankato area, incredible cycling enthusiast and music enthusiast, turned me on to an episode of Austin City Limits recently with featuring John Batiste and a whole host of incredible talent up there on the stage with him. And, at first I was like, I'm not so sure if this is my thing. And then I got drawn in, and by the end, you know, I was standing like it was some dang revival here in the basement singing along. And it was really something special. And I appreciate Jack for turning me on to that. So I'll have that in the set. I'll have John Batiste but I'm going to do something different, not off of Austin City Limits. I found a cover of Lonely Avenue, the old blues song, where it's featuring Randy Newman. Randy Newman and John Batiste is going to kick this set off. I don't know where it goes from here. It's early in the ride. Lots of real estate ahead. It's a blank canvas. Let's paint it up, baby. Here's John Batiste. Thanks, Jack.
Now my room has got two windows, but the sun never comes shining through. You know it's always dark and it's dreary since I broke it off with you. I live on a lonely avenue, lonely avenue. Girl would say I do, so sad and blue.
I could cry, could cry, could cry. I could die, could die, could die. And I live on a long avenue, lonely avenue. Now my covers, they feel like lead now, and my pillow, it feels like stone. Well, I've tossed and turned, so every night I'm not used to being alone. I live on a long avenue. Little girl wouldn't say I do. Well, I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I could cry, could cry, could cry. Could die, could die, could die. I live on a lonely avenue.
Well, I guess this is the low life.
but it's where I wanna be. This is the low life, so have a hurricane on me.
The bombs are dropped, the swamp is drained. America is finally getting saved. 11 million off of Medicaid. Temperatures rise like interest rates. Built Auschwitz in the Everglades and sold merch at the front gate. They're starving, sick, and sleep deprived, but they don't look like you or I. Yes, empathy don't cross state lines in the great US of A. The flag's got no more blue, white. They sold the stars, we all wear stripes. No need to read between the lines when there's blood spilled on the page. Never again means not today. You gave the man your heart so you could sleep. This land was yours and mine until they bled it dry. Story won't be kind to those who turn the other way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can you hear them crying? Ooh, 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 ooh. I still hear them crying. And I can feel your silence. Empathy becomes partisan when rights get framed as politics. And born again Republicans start ditching what their scripture says. Oh, hate thy neighbor, turn them in and burn amendments 5 and 10. The faithful bent the cross to fit, but heavy is the crown that sits atop his empty head. A lonely pledge allegiance to self-interest to help the rich get rich at your expense while you absolve his sins. And your indifference ain't righteousness, it's evil at its best. Celebrate ignorance and cheer and clap as the footsteps on your neck till it snaps. You gave the man your eyes so you could sleep at night, but you still hear their cries. You can't outrun this shame. This land was yours and mine until they bled it dry. History won't be kind to those who turn the other way.
Tell you what that is, I think it's this.
In the park, nearly dark, what do I now hear, hark, hark? Is it really leprechauns, and have they come back to rock and roll? Yes, it's them there on the lawn, it's been so long since they've been gone. But Mother Nature's leprechauns have come back to rock and roll. Da 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 da. They've come back to rock and roll. They've come back to rock and roll. See them rocking and rolling, and they're wobbling and wiggling, and they're fumbling and giggling. Well, they're in a rock and roll.
One more.
Last one. Come back to rock and roll.
Okay, all right. That set made perfect sense right up until the last song, and that made absolutely no sense with the rest of that music. Jonathan Richman right there and the Modern Lovers with rockin' leprechauns. In fact, that'd have been more appropriate in, say, March, but here we are, folks. I'm all you got this week. But before that one, a lot more poignant. Earth to Eve, have you heard the news today? Lucinda Williams with Low Life. I am just loving this new album, World's Gone Wrong. 2026 release from Lucinda Williams. Maybe even more to come from her on the show. I don't know. We'll see if we can squeeze it in. Next show, maybe even. And of course, you had John Batiste with Randy Newman and Lonely Avenue. Randy sounded tough. He looked a little tough too, I'll say that. But you know, we all are getting old, so John picked him up pretty well, I'd have to say, on that song, and I felt it. How you doing there, writers and listeners? What are you doing? It's Friday, right? You pretty much kicked the week's butt, you'd have to say. You got this far. You've been listening along here to the Bike Ride Show. How far are we into it here? We're not even at the halfway point yet, are we? Well, that's amazing. We got some good music left, but let's do a little bike ride story. Okay, recently there was a lunar eclipse. You probably heard if you are on any social media whatsoever, right? It was spectacular this time around. Now, it wasn't 100%. It was debatable, something up to the 96th percentile, something like that. But the conditions, at least in southern Minnesota, Maurer County, and the Hormel Nature Center, were perfect because it was very, very clear to see. And Hank and I went out there to check it out, you know. And this is like, well, you know, you got about a 3-hour window of time where you start seeing this little, like, nibble in the corner of the moon, right? Somebody took a tiny little bite of the cookie. And then, you know, that tastes pretty good. And they go in for a little more clomp on it. And they're cutting it away slowly but surely. Over the course of 3 hours. So I put together a pretty good darn playlist, I'd have to say, for the occasion, with a lot of moon songs and to carry us through. But over the totality, when the peak occurred of the eclipse, that half hour, like the 15 minutes before it and the 15 minutes after it, for that half hour, we listened to Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd, you know. And I don't put that on very often anymore because it's so powerful, you don't want to wear it out, you know. You don't want to willy-nilly throw it on because sometimes you're going to need that album. And you want it to be fresh when you get there. And you want to listen to the whole thing generally, because if you listen to some songs individually, they cut off at awkward spots because it's made as a complete conceptual album. And you're always like playing the next song in your head and it doesn't go forth. So full album, let me tell you, over this peak, it was incredible. And the music started to match a lot of what was going on. Just like, you know, you've heard of this, what's it called? They call it the Dark Side of Oz. The Dark Side of the Wizard of Oz. And that's where you take the Dark Side of the Moon and you start playing it as soon as the third roar of the lion occurs before Wizard of Oz movie starts. So roar, you know, it's MGM roar. And on the third one, you hit play. And you let that baby roll, and there's a whole bunch of coincidences that occur when you're listening to that album and watching that movie together. So much so, there's been speculation that it was Pink Floyd had to have known what they were doing with it, and there's been nothing but complete denial from the band. But you can't deny what was happening that evening. There was all sorts of little coincidences that occur, and you know, they often do when you combine bike rides and music and a few other things perhaps. But it was honestly quite the moment. I was glad to be there, glad to have Hank along to witness the eclipse. I don't know if it changed the world at all. You can only hope. When the playlist ran out, Hank had a request, and there's a reason for his little request, and it was because he was wearing his special socks. Hank was wearing his Ozzy socks. They're tall, white, dad socks that say Ozzy on the side, and he was wearing like also like a hoodie and stuff, sort of like he looked like Gangsta Hank. You don't see Gangsta Hank very often, but and he said he wanted to hear Black Sabbath or Ozzy because he was wearing his socks, I guess his son gave to him. But he said, you have to pick out the song because you did such a good job picking out Dark Side of the Moon for this event that I trust that you'll do that. And so I picked out Bark at the Moon, you know, because it's so appropriate. It's absolutely appropriate for the occasion. But it's certainly not my favorite Ozzy or Black Sabbath. And to be honest, I've never really been a huge fan. I'm not a hardest rocker. I never historically have been. But every now and then, heck yes, I'll listen to some Sabbath right at the perfect occasion. So I thought, well, I'll try to redeem myself here a little bit. But I'm going to do something I don't usually do on the bike ride show. I'm coming in cold with a song I've never heard of. Maybe I've heard it before. In passing, when many of my friends, you know, and be playing the cassette tape and the Camaro when we're cruising around. Probably heard a lot, but I don't recall it. Here's Ozzy with Black Sabbath, Killing Yourself to Live, to start this weird set of music.
You had me at Killing Yourself.
Thank you.
course he's going to follow Black Sabbath with George Winston.
Thank you. You're a blockhead, Charlie Brown.
Cool. Cat Power, Nude is the News there. In another trio of songs that just had absolutely nothing to do with each other, which seems to be the theme of this show by accident. George Winston before Cat Power with Cast Your Fate to the Wind, the long version. You recognize the song from the Peanuts Christmas, Charlie Brown Christmas. But did you know how beautiful it was in that extended version? And at the end, you know, when you heard the sound of the piano keys flattening out, what he was doing was he was reaching inside of the piano and he was flattening out the resonator in there with his hand, I believe. Couldn't see what he was doing, but he's reaching in the piano and flattening the sound out on those last keys. And Black Sabbath before that. Who doesn't mix Winston and Sabbath? They just go like cookies and milk. Killing Yourself to Live, I went on Tidal alone, and boy, did I win. I loved that song, Black Sabbath. Rocking the middle of the ride right there, riders and listeners. It was in your face. But boy, what a rando show we had for you this week. Riders and listeners, you are listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio show. If you're curious, and if you're bike curious, I just made that up, and want to know more, hear more, you can go to dansbikerides.com anytime and listen to past episodes. We're also here on the Maverick every week, 89.7, 91.3 at Minnesota State. In Mankato, Minnesota, and from the Bike Rides studio in Austin, Minnesota. Bike Rides is also available by podcast, so you can just get it sent to you that way, and then you don't get behind. You just subscribe and ting, another Bike Ride's ready for you every week. Well, hope you enjoyed the random stuff that we had there. I thought it was quite fun, and I'm hoping that Hank enjoyed the Black Sabbath. I'll throw that out to him, and turn towards the end of the show here. I found this one. This is random as heck, too, by the way. I can't remember where it was put in front of me. You know, algorithms, somehow it got put in front of me. And so now I'm putting it in front of you. Pretty serious stuff here to finish out the ride this week. It's something to think about. This is a young man who looks to be about 10 years old. Calls himself Cold Fish Sticks. Title of the song is The Iceman Cometh. And we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Iceman knocking door to door. Unsure who he's looking for. He says, not to worry, citizens. I'm just looking for the miscreants. Iceman raids my neighbor's house. Thanks the man who pointed her out. And when I try to film and shout, he pulls his mask over his eyes. Says it's just her neck on the line. Iceman knocks on my door. Unsure what he's there for. I say, son, I am a citizen, a resident of innocence. Iceman knocks me to the ground. He says I should've watched my mouth. Freedom of speech is expensive now, and my card's just a con. Now it's my neck on the line. I should've watched my mouth when they came looking for my neighbor. I should've watched my mouth when they came looking for my savior. Should have kept it down, but in set the stage for my own doom. Oh, so soon.
Probably if I can think of something. Okay, yeah.
11 seconds.
Yeah.
Hurry
okay.
Up.
Oh, oh. This song is 1 minute long. 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 Nailed it.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Man, Kato. And Dean Jones.
You did it in a minute.
Hush, my darling, don't cry, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my darling, don't cry, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hey, hey, hey.